The Three Laws of Performance, Rewriting the Future of Your Organization and Your Life. Authors, Steve Zaffron and Dave Logan. People spend their lives perfecting the art of improvement, more, better, different, and faster. Using this approach, many problems seem intractable. As the French proverb says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Why is that? We call this default future, and every person has one. So does every organization. The three laws of performance are about rewriting the future, and it's about rewriting what people know will happen. Rewrite the future, and people's actions naturally will shift. Rewrite the future, and all problems will disappear. The first law of performance. How people perform correlates to how situations occur to them. The first law answers the question, why do people do what they do? When we do something, it always makes sense to us. On the other hand, when others do something, we often question, why are they doing that? It doesn't make any sense. Our actions depend on how we look at the world, not on what the world actually is. What looks like reality is only how we see reality. This first law, then, says that there are two related and connected elements, performance and how a situation is perceived or looked at. The principle at work here is whatever you resist persists. The first law asserts that people's performance and how situations occur always are connected. When people begin to create a new vision, their actions automatically match that vision. The key to performance lies in the complex workings of the perception. Once found, the key to performance will allow you to alter your actions and work with others to alter theirs, to take performance to a new level. Second law of performance. How a situation occurs arises in language. Your language writes your future. We use language here in the broadest sense. It includes not only spoken and written communication, but also body language, facial expression, tone of voice, pictures and drawings, and any other actions that have a symbolic intent. Whenever you say something, other communication is carried along with it. We call this phenomenon the unsaid but communicated. The key to performance isn't pushing conversations about strategy or planning into an already crammed space. Rather, it's moving issues into the light of discussion, saying and examining them in public so people can discuss openly what's holding them back and what to do about it. Third law of performance. Future-based language transforms how situations occur to people. There are two different ways to use language. The first is descriptive. Using language to represent things as they are or have been, descriptive language is often used to look back, spot trends and predict what will happen. Future-based language, or generative language, has the power to create new futures, craft vision, and to make possibilities feasible. It doesn't describe how a situation occurs, it transforms how it occurs. It does this by prescribing, not describing the future. It's a proactive, not a reactive language. Tools for the pathway to mastery. Here are some tools to accelerate your movement to mastery. It's helpful if you pick a new performance challenge. The more interactable and long-lasting, the better it is. First law, practice. Exploring how the situation occurs to you and others. Look at the performance challenge you and others face, including actions people have taken or not taken. Recall frustrations, hopes, and the progress you made or didn't make. Recall what people said about the situation. What justifications did people use to deal with what didn't work? Experience the default future that exists and how it's influencing the present. Make a list of all the business as usual solutions that people would use. Or if the issue is personal, what are the usual actions people try to take to resolve problems like the one that you have? The first law proposes that how a situation occurs to a person doesn't cause that person's performance. And a person's performance doesn't cause how a situation occurs. Rather, the two correlate. When you see the powerful connection between performance and how a situation occurs, you can grasp the correlation and you are inside the first law. Second law practice, exploring how language shapes how things occur to you. Let's create two categories for any of the phenomena we deal with in work and in life. One category we call reality that arises in language, and the other reality that is independent of language. An example of reality that arises in language is marriage. Two people are literally married when they officially announce their marriage. Until that moment, they are single individuals. After that moment, they are married. A new future is created to live into. Being married, all of life changes as a result of altering the occurring between two people. Notice that everything around you is perceived through language. Notice that your perception of the situation and how it occurs aren't just connected, they're inseparable. Third law practice. Having a say about how situations occur. With the power of the third law, you can alter how a situation occurs to you. You may not be able to change the facts of the situation, but you have something to say about the screen and the terms in which you see it. If you can't change what's in front of you, at least you can put on a different set of glasses. Once you see the situation in a new way, you'll see opportunities you didn't see before. How to break the performance barriers. There are 7 specific commitments that would break the performance barrier. Commitment 1. Get out of the stands. In any football game, there are people sitting in the stands and people in the field. Everyone is talking, but the conversation in the two locations are very different. The question is, are you having an on-the-field or in-the-stand conversation? Leave the stands, stop judging, and communicate in a way that drives action. Make yourself accountable for winning the game. Commitment 2. Create a new game. A game starts when you declare that something is important. This is what you're putting at stake, and it's what you're holding yourself accountable to. When others commit to the game with you, they join you on the field. So use future-based language and declare what's important. Commitment 3. Make the obstacles conditions of the game. If something occurs to you and others as an obstacle, you'll push back by playing on the obstacle's terms. Instead, make the obstacles conditions of the game. Commitment 4. Share your insights. Breakthrough performance becomes possible when you engage others in the three laws. The more you share your experience and the more you make your commitments public, the more performance you will get. Commitment 5. Find the right coaching. A coach will say and do whatever is necessary to win the game. As you create a network that takes on breakthrough performance challenges, you will find yourself coaching. So who coaches you? Our advice is to make the three laws your coach. If you get stuck or knocked off your game, somewhere in the laws of correlations you will find insight and that will get you back in the game. Commitment 6. Start filing your past in your past. As a way of creating this future, speculate about possible futures that are compelling to you. Futures that inspire you and the future to be invented, not figured out. Commitment 7. Play the game as if your life depends on it. Begin the coaching by starting with yourself. Create a powerful future to live into. Don't fall into the reality illusion. See reality as what it is. When something stops you, ask whether what's happening is wrong or bad. Your job is to win in those conditions. There are no obstacles, there are merely conditions of the game.